On Friday afternoon, Maricopa County Recorder Helen Purcell said ballots for November 8th had been completely counted. So that was only 10 days after the election, and a lot of people were wondering why it took so long. Eric Spencer, Elections Director for the Arizona Secretary of State's office, says state law does not allow counties to count early ballots until 1 week before Election Day.
We have a pretty stringent procedure in place to prevent voter fraud, and that is a pretty diligent signature check on every single ballot that's cast. And with 3.5 million registered voters and roughly over 2 million votes cast, checking every single signature can be a laborious process, and it's not a check-the-box exercise for the counties. They have to find a signature on record that matches that.
Spencer thinks a greater number of voting centers will be a major innovation.
When you can go to vote at any place you like instead of being bound by your precinct, then the provisional ballots nearly disappear in Arizona. Provisional ballots slow down the lines at the polls. They take a lot of time at the county elections office to verify. And so you can eliminate provisionals that way and provide much more convenience to the voter.
Eric Spencer is elections director for the Arizona Secretary of State's office. A number of national elections experts say Arizona is not alone in being perceived as a slow ballot counting state. Among them is David Becker, executive director of the Center for Election Innovation and Research. David, a lot of people are frustrated by what seems like a slow ballot count in Arizona. Is this a significant concern nationally?
It's very understandable that voters would expect that as soon as the polls close, they'd start seeing complete election results. But of course, it's a very big process to get the ballots from all the variety of precincts, as well as the mail ballots, all processed in a way that assures the integrity of all of those ballots. In other words, with all mail ballots, with provisional ballots, those ballots need to be reviewed to make sure that they can confirm that the voter who was supposed to mail in that ballot did mail in that ballot, doing things like comparing signatures and the like. So it's not uncommon at all for there still to be ballots out there to count. I think there's only one state so far that has certified its election results, Wyoming. Every other state still has some remaining ballots to count. California, for instance, has nearly 3 million ballots still to count, nearly 1.5 million of its mail ballots still to count.
Do you think we in the media, whether it's at the local level for statewide races or the national media when it comes to federal races, complicate these things because we want to get the numbers right away, we want to declare a winner even as people may still be in line to vote?
We all want certainty. I mean, it's not just the media, it's just voters. I mean, I work in this field and I've worked in it for 2 decades. I want to know who won as soon as I possibly can, but I happen to know how election officials are dealing with this. And for those of us who have voted, we know that at the polling place, there's individual polling places all over any individual county, many counties within individual states. All of those ballots need to be counted and aggregated up at the state level, and that's going to take some time. And it seems we only talk about this after presidential elections because that's when all the attention is happening. Election officials are ready for this. They've been planning for this as well as they possibly can. It's actually remarkable that so many of the ballots have been counted. One other thing that's going on right now as well is most of the states are undergoing an audit process where they're making sure that the ballots were counted accurately. So that's happening as well. They're counting every ballot. They're making sure all the ballots are counted as they should have been counted as well with the technology that's out there. So there's a lot that's going on in the election offices that that the voters might not be able to see.
David, do you have any reason to think this would happen or that it would be a good idea to make the system a federally run system? Do you think that would in any way improve the counting or the overall system?
There are, of course, some advantages that could come from a more centralized federal system. We would have some standardization across state lines. On the other hand, one of the advantages we have of the state-run systems is that, they're very difficult to hack because they're all different systems. We've really built a system that almost is impossible for any individual to hack, certainly remotely. And secondly, a lot of the really good ideas that have come out of election administration the last 20 years have come because a single state just decided to try something rather than we had to wait for Congress to act. A great example that's particularly applicable to Arizona is online voter registration, which Arizona was the first pioneer back in 2002. That would have never happened if we had had to wait for Congress to act. And since Arizona passed in 2002, there are now 32 states plus D.C. that offer it today, and that number will be closer to 40 states by next year. So that's a remarkable innovation that came about because the states had the freedom to experiment.
David Becker is Executive Director and Co-Founder of the Center for Election Innovation and Research. And David, thank you.
My pleasure, Steve. Thanks.